the Friday Good Day program. Hello, happy to be here, excited about Friday. Hey, the cast has assembled themselves. Mr. McFadden is here, Ms. Fasinelli is here, and Ms.
Horn,
all warmed up and ready to go with the good news.
Good news blowing in your
A lot of good. I have some ifs, or I guess I have some questions on whether some of this stuff is good news. You decide. We'll have our round table of experts.
Good or bad. We'll give it a G or a B.
Right. The experts, you know how all these shows on the weekend, a panel of experts.
Experts.
Tell you who should win and who should lose and who's on top and who's on the bottom. And after all, they said this, that, or the other thing. Okay, so is this
experts
good?
Experts say.
There's a new study that provides what independent researchers call the best evidence yet that colonoscopies, the most unloved screening test that exists, in fact prevents death big time. A lot of people have assumed that colonoscopy saves lives because it's so often recommended, but strong evidence as to whether that's true or not has been lacking until this week. In patients tracked for 20 years, the death rate from colorectal cancer was cut by 53%.
Sure.
And those who had had the test versus those who have not, the polyps. Remember
the polyps,
polyps.
If you can get the polyps before they grow and turn cancerous, it's so easy.
Yeah.
It's one of those things like when you talk about a lot of cancers, you really can't understand the process.
Yeah.
But with colon cancer, it's like, okay, there's a little polyp in there. They cut it out. Boom, it's gone. Don't worry about it. Go get checked a few years later. And
cancer cells are basically what they call free radicals. They are we all have cancer cells floating around in our system, but whether they get together or not is determined by a lot of things. Heredity sometimes, what you eat or drink mostly. That's if you are an eater of a lot of fat or you drink a lot of alcohol, you're very susceptible, especially to colon cancer. But other kinds of cancers as well. It's really and how you expose your
life. Define a lot of alcohol.
I don't know. It's different for different. All right, wait a minute. Here's a good story. There is finally a new beer. Story at DougStefan.com today. It's designed to be used when playing beer pong. I don't know what beer pong is.
I'll tell you, because I have a feeling I'm probably the resident beer pong expert. Am I right? Anybody else play beer pong here?
Please.
What is beer pong?
Girl,
beer
please.
Pong is... Oh, I know. Rich and I could probably have some fun.
Yeah.
But they're little cups that you set up on a table, and you have it on both sides of the table. And then your job is to bounce a ball in the center of the table and have it land in a cup. If it doesn't, you have to drink the beer in the cup.
Right.
But if the ball lands
in
the cup,
team. You have to assign it to somebody to
drink. But
does
that splash out the beer?
No, it's a little ping pong ball.
But what's disgusting is that the ping pong ball will go on the floor, it'll go everywhere, and then it goes in the beer, and then you drink it. So this is disgusting.
Back, I can't believe I'm getting nostalgic about beer games, but back in my day,
so fun.
We used to play quarters.
Yeah.
And that quarter, the people would drink the beer. The quarter would go in their mouth. You would take the quarter out and start playing with it again.
Alcohol disinfects everything.
Yeah, whatever.
It doesn't matter. Ew.
It's still gross. But when you're 20 and really 23, good. You're stupid. And, you
and you've had a few beers.
All
right, so those of you who want to find out more about this important story, we have it at Doug Steffen.
Good news, by the way. I rate that good news.
Yes.
Beer for beer pong.
All right. And now the kind of beer I drink, you can't play beer pong with anyway.
No.
You have to play that with watery
beers. What's
that beers.
Morning show, Fat Beer and Wings or something?
Hot Beer and Wings.
Hot Beer, All right, so that's...
Hey, one thing on this little story, too, Doug. Because I know that we like to be the leading source of information.
We are absolutely the first.
Do you know the 99-cent store is now going to start selling beer? And it's called... And this is good for you, Roberta, because you're the queen of cheap.
Yeah.
It's called Beer and Beer Light. Those are what... So my favorite is going to be Beer Light now.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right, next up on the good news scale, yes, it's a good story or no, it's not. Tyra Banks has graduated from Harvard Business School.
Harvard?
Yeah, she has a picture that she
Really? It means that she's like halfway smart.
Well, she's Does she still have that television show?
Oh, are you kidding? Actually, that's part of my TV report. It's been renewed for the 19th season.
No kidding.
How did she find time to go to Harvard Business School?
Really?
She just wrote a book. Remember, she was on the air with us talking about her book.
She had to have it, Roberta. She's smart.
But like, did she telecommute or something? I mean, where's the show? I thought the show was produced like elsewhere.
LA. They do the show either in L.A. or New York.
So how did she get to go to Harvard?
She went to Harvard to get smart.
She wasn't walking around campus.
Harvard's in Boston.
Smart. Okay, next. Leanne Rimes. Latest singer throwing her hat into the X Factor ring. What's the story with that? Is that good? Would she be good on the X Factor?
I don't know.
She might be too nice.
Yeah. No, she's not nice. That's the thing.
Yeah, really?
Isn't?
I want to stand up for my girl Leanne, but she broke up a marriage. And I don't
know. You're still bitter
like
about that, aren't you?
I am. I don't like people that break up
marriages. Wait a minute. How does that affect whether she'd be a good judge on X Factor or not?
It's just the same way I judge football. Like, that's why I won't ever vote for the Patriots in anything, because Tom Brady left Bridget Monaghan when she was pregnant.
And I'll never
go for the Cowboys because Tony Romo broke up with Jessica Simpson on her birthday.
You have to think about this when you're a producer, Doug. Will women not like my next judge because they've done something in their personal life.
And that about you. Thank you, Jennifer,
You're welcome.
Squaring that up with us. Here's something else to square up. Your taxes. There's a lot of discussion this week about whether big corporations ought to get tax breaks. Well, let's boil this down to you, okay? You're not a big corporation. You don't get tax breaks. Well, you're smart, however, to be using the TurboTax system to get, not breaks, but what you are entitled to, the maximum refund. And TurboTax gives you step-by-step guidance to get the maximum refund. So here's something even better about TurboTax. You can go to DougStefan.com, enter a contest, win a brand new laptop computer that has the TurboTax Premier preparation software included in its software programming. The laptop is cool. There are a lot of other runner-up prizes as well. You got to go to DougStefan.com. You click on the TurboTax logo. It's just choose easy. You'll see the logo. It's all over the place, all over the website. Contest will end, what is it, a week from, I think, Sunday.
If I'm
not mistaken, the 4th of March. If you'd like to enter this contest to win a brand-new laptop and complete all the information that's asked for, just visit DougStefan.com. You don't have to buy anything. It is void where prohibited.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
So here you are, stuck in rush hour traffic, thinking about your back pain. You know, if you'd used a Thermacare heat wrap this morning, it would still be working. That's because Thermacare is the only wrap with patented heat cells that penetrate deep to relax, soothe, and unlock tight muscles for up to 16 hours of relief. That's 8 hours while you wear it, and 8 more even after it's off. Can your patch say that? And you? You'd be sitting pretty all the way home. For up to 16 hours of back pain relief, try Thermacare. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
What do we want?
Weekends!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
Ace!
Let's go!
Yay! Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Hopefully you're participating with us and working your way through Friday. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Roberta Fasanelli, the queen of cheap, who will have her freebie fun Friday
freebie
stuff.
Freebie Friday!
Coming up in about 20 minutes here on Good Day. We're doing good news. The FDA may be close to approving a new drug to fight obesity.
Ooh.
Panel of experts voted 20-2.
Yeah. Buy that stock.
To recommend approval of a new drug called Quinexa.
Its stock like doubled the other day. It went from like $12 to like $23.
Huh. Even though the FDA had already
rejected
it because of safety concerns. How about we just stop eating?
Stop eating.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about we do that? Why would you buy
calories in, calories out? That's it. You know,
how much money is it going to cost?
Too many calories in, you're going to have too many calories out around your gut.
How many?
How much money is going to be made? You know, this is going to be very successful. The FDA, remember 13 years ago, Fen-Phen? FDA did a great job on that.
Yeah.
How many people died because they took it?
Well, one of the side effects that they're worried about on this one is suicidal tendencies.
Oh,
great.
That'll help you lose weight.
I'm so thin.
Oh, the rope won't break when I hang myself now. No. Yes, I've lost weight.
Right. They're a little sick.
Who's attacking their microphone there? It never did anything to you.
I keep hearing it, though. I know.
Stop it.
Roberta,
leave your poor microphone alone. It never did anything to you.
800-510-8255. We're reviewing good news from the week, or what if. Here's J.K. Rowling writing a new book.
Yeah.
Ooh.
For
it's
adults.
For adults only.
No Harry?
No Harry. This is not. She said, quote, the freedom to explore new territory is a gift that Harry's success has brought to me. She has a $4 million upfront.
Oh, my goodness.
On this book. She has made how many hundreds of millions of dollars on Harry Potter stuff?
I've spent almost $100 on her books for my son.
There you go, Richie.
Wow.
I have to thank her because he's a avid reader because of her books.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it. That's the best. That is good news.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About the whether you see the.
I have to tear that. He's on the fourth one now. I have to tear it out of his hands at night.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. For a boy, especially.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a man's boy.
Usually boys are dumb, right?
Right, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, boys just don't read as much as girls.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Oh, I guess I should probably click this.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary, no. Fambruary. That's right. Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you can win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. We're prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, Canada. Please correct your email. And see 29 12 rules at ConstantContact.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at flowjack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
After the hour, last night's American Idol was beaten in the ratings by what show? Modern Family, right?
Wednesday nights.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so that would have been the night before last.
Exactly.
American Idol, I'm not sure of this, but I'm betting that you're maybe into the last season, if not this year, next year for American Idol.
No, it's still doing well enough to bring it back. It's
how many people watch Modern Family?
I watch it.
Oh, okay. How many? I'm not asking for... Well, there's two.
I don't.
What were the numbers? What were
Jennifer,
the numbers for Modern Family?
What are the numbers? Yes.
The Nielsen.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Told me that they beat American Idol.
They did. I don't know by how much, but I think it was handily. It was handily, they said.
Well, the normal, it seems to me lately, it's been 12, 14 million for American Idol. Is it likely the Modern Family would have more viewers than that, given all the competition?
It could, yeah. I could see those numbers for really? Modern Family.
Okay. All right, here's Jeremy Rosado with his final performance on American Idol.
I'm crying to the fool's eyes.
Pretty much all of these people are in their final performance.
Winded.
So we're just kind of listening to them to see if we understand why.
No.
Next, Shannon McGrain.
Sings your part.
Trying to find something unusual about this.
Make your heart believe a lie.
Next. I wonder if this guy's related to Rodney. His name is Scott Dangerfield. Anybody see him?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
I hear that train coming.
Oh,
it's a motorized band.
No.
I see sunshines and I don't know where I'm. Well, I'm stuck in full somewhere.
Okay, you understand why he's out. Skylar Lane.
I knew I had to do when I made myself this song.
Oh, she's
going to
be a lady someday.
I didn't know when
or
how. But couldn't
spend
the rest of my life with
my lady's not going to be a contestant on American Idol.
You know, I've been
found
just
okay, so let's see. Deandra Brackenstick.
This woman's world.
That's a man or a woman? Sounds like a man, doesn't it?
Yeah, sounds like a man.
DeAndre?
It must be DeAndre.
That's a man.
Oh, is it?
I thought DeAndre. DeAndre.
Hey. Oh. Okay.
I know you got a little life in your
life. Very high.
I know you got a lot of strength.
All right, so Roberta.
I could never listen to that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
DeAndre, that was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much. Probably sings like this and talks like this.
All right, so the Freebie Fridays you have coming up in a few minutes. What are the highlights?
Ooh, we had, this is a food Freebie Friday, or Freebie Friday food, or Free Food Friday, or however you want to do it. That's what we're focusing on today.
Okay, Freebie food on Friday. TV tidbits for us, Jen.
We're going to talk a little bit about the Academy Awards and also about Bill Maher, even though I hate to do it.
All right. The video of the day today, Richie,
yes,
at DougStefan.com is aimed at getting you to this particular video you ought to watch for the Oscars. Take a look to see how the previous Best Picture Award winners stack up. We have all of them. Every single Best Picture Award winner. I believe there are 83, if memory serves me correctly. But there is video from every single one of the Best Picture Award winning movies.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
We have them all at DougStefan.com. Video to see all of the previous Best Picture Award winners at DougStefan.com. We have your pal... what's his name? Sacha Baron Cohen?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
What did I say? Cohen.
Wants to go in character. They said, no thanks, get lost.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So he's going to address that issue today, an important
issue. The dictator
issue
will make an announcement.
Here in Hollywood. The dictator will
have a
press conference. All right, so we'll be there live to cover it for you on the red carpet.
One appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
January, February, March.
Fambruary?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's Fambruary, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to new residents of the U.S.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses. Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Turning in its place, cause you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
Good day, time is 33 after the hour. You're with me. I'm the Doug Steffen person. He's the Rich McFadden person. She's the Jennifer Horn person. And then there's her. She is the Roberta Fasanelli person who will have tons of freebies for your Friday. The Queen of Cheap will be here with us in a moment, and Jennifer will have some television info. Here's, we were concentrating on good news the first half of the hour. I don't know, other than being completely almost discordant when it comes to us being in Afghanistan, now the President, Hamid Karzai, wants to try the soldiers who burned copies of the Quran at the airbase, when, in fact, whether it was... I don't know whether this is ignorance. I don't know what it is. The first time I saw this, I thought, my God, why are these guys doing it? Because it'll just stir everything up. And then after hearing that the prisoners that were at this particular base wrote messages to each other as they handed the Quran back and forth to each other, that defiles it, according to Muslim law, so you're supposed to burn them. And so these, it was found out by some of the U.S. service personnel that the books have been written in, so they said, oh, we better burn this, if I understand the story correctly, or burn these. So 11 people have been killed because of the violence over the burning of the book. Can you? I mean, how do we even wrap ourselves around this?
So unbelievable.
Hysterical, ridiculous, just unbelievable stupidity. Why? And it goes back to us even being in Afghanistan. Why are we there? What are we doing? Americans were killed for what?
I've come to the conclusion that in certain countries, they are in such a different time period in history.
Yeah.
That you cannot sit down and go, let's chat about this and see if we can work something out.
There is no separation between politics and religion for them.
Right. It's absolutely, they are 1,000 years in a different place than we are.
Yeah. So why are we there?
Like hysterical
reactions. Why, Richie? Do you know why we're there? You've had a nephew that was in the service. He was in Iraq. Mm-hmm. Why are we in Afghanistan? What are we doing?
Well, now
Yeah.
Or before. Before
no,
I was talking down
Bin
Laden
and
root out all
now.
The people that attacked us on 9/11.
Why are we... Yeah, but that was...
Now it's to try and contain and control...
What?
All of those things that were there and...
What are we doing? What are we containing and controlling? You're going to control the Taliban? How are you going to do that?
Well, you can, root out every single cave and...
Really?
Blow these guys out and then they'll come back. They're like rats.
Right. Exactly. All right, and they aren't worth, a hundred of them isn't worth one American life.
I say stop purchasing the oil, which feeds them their money.
Yep.
And
yep.
No,
there's no oil in Afghanistan, it's opium.
Yeah, the opium. Stop. That's my other thing. Yeah. All of you out there hitting that pipe tonight, you're the
your
reason.
Fault.
You're the reason those two guys died yesterday.
Your fault. My God. And then there is this, how many people understand even what the Straits of Hormuz are, where they are? Could you find the Straits of Hormuz on a map?
Yeah, it's listed.
Yeah. Okay, you can follow me.
It's listed.
Right, it's right there.
It's Google Maps.
L6.
The Straits are 30 miles wide. Virtually all the oil that comes out of the Middle East that goes to Europe and to America and wherever else it goes comes out of the Straits. So the Iranians who don't have... You know how many ships it would take to block 30 miles?
Yeah.
This is why... This is back to how ridiculous this whole situation is.
It's right in between Iran and the United Arab Emirates. There's a peninsula coming up out of the United Arab Emirates that kind of closes it off.
Yeah. So, we have all these conversations. We've been having them for years. Why do we still buy oil from the Middle East? And we don't have... Why... this frustrates me. We have left this to people whose interests are not served fixing this.
Listen to this. So the Persian Gulf is surrounded by Iran on the top, Iraq on the end, and Saudi Arabia on the southwest side of it.
All of our pals.
And United Arab Emirates on the bottom of it. Can you imagine taking an oil tanker into that hole and thinking you're going to get out without any problems? And then when you get out of there, you got to scoot by Oman and Yemen.
Yeah. Oman.
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 Oman, we are in trouble.
Oman.
Yeah, right. Oman.
So this week... We're going to get to the television report. We give you 20.
Oh, man, we are in trouble.
That rich we got.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Shall I just be quiet and let you two guys? 22 Sorry. Before the hour on Good Day. So TMZ this week started the report. We had Allison Sweeney on the program. She did not want to talk about this at all.
Nope.
The mutiny going on at The Biggest Loser.
Mm-hmm.
So the contestants apparently still have not figured out what they want to do. You understand the issue.
There's an update to the story, actually.
Is there? You want to give it? All right, so you give us that in a minute when we do the TV thing.
Yeah.
No, what I want to do is ask a question about The Biggest Loser. Everybody ready for the question?
Ready.
800-510-8255. What former tennis star lasted only one season as a trainer on The Biggest Loser? 800-510-8255. Let's see, because we all know about what's her face? She likes to ride motorcycles.
Former tennis star.
Yeah. Who lasted only
one.
See, it is easy?
Yeah.
But only been one tennis star who's been a trainer on The Biggest
Loser. I can't remember.
That show has been on, 14 years or something now? Did you tell me that the other day? I was flabbergasted. 11 seasons or something?
It's been about 11 seasons.
Has it been?
But they do two seasons a year, right?
They do.
Has Allison Sweeney been the host since the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, when I say that means that I'm impressed. When I do that, that's not that means Okay. Excuse me. Question once again. What former tennis star lasted only one season as a trainer on The Biggest Loser? 800-510-8255. Richie says we're out of Girl Scout cookies. We have other swell prizes.
Let me check.
The cookie jar is empty.
Do you want to go to Smuggler's Notch? In Vermont, hey, you can have a great time. We'll send you there.
Oh, yeah.
Them apples. Roberta loves that.
Well, we won't send you there, but we'll give you a place to stay.
You
get
there, and we'll give you a tent.
Right.
And you'll have a good time.
No, nice hotel.
Propane heater.
Igloo.
Yeah, right.
Igloo.
Exactly. 800-510-8255. Okay, what's the name of the former tennis star who was one season as the trainer on The Biggest Loser? Give us that name and you'll be in good shape. Meanwhile, here's Roberta Fasanelli with our Queen of Cheap Deals for this weekend.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
There they go.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Okay, this is a special edition of Freebie Friday. It's free food. Let's start with Smashburger. Right now you can get buy one, get one free at Smashburger.
Interesting.
Yep, it's great stuff. You're going to like them on their Facebook page.
Okay.
Taco John's, buy one fish taco, get one free. That's through the 27th, so you got plenty of time. Now,
how would you want two fish tacos from Papa John's?
Oh, people like them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in business, right?
Well, not from Papa John's.
Not sure, that
Taco John.
Taco John.
Taco John.
Not Papa John. Taco John.
Like, why are you picking on this?
Where is there? I've never seen a taco. Has anybody?
Mexican brother mountain.
Wait a minute. Has anybody ever seen a Taco John's?
Never in my life.
I've never even heard of it.
Well, I'm sure people have. If you have, call 510-8255.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I know how we could fix this.
What?
Put Herman Cain in charge of Taco John's and everybody will know.
There you go.
Everybody will know, exactly.
Herman loves those tacos.
All right, let's go.
This is just for you, Doug, on the 28th. Yeah. Free IHOP Pancake Day.
Ooh.
You'll get free pancakes at IHOP, and I know who's going to be first online.
Doug, at the local IHOP.
I like, last time, I haven't been in IHOP since Richie took me to the IHOP in Arlington. How many years ago is that? Two, three years ago?
It's been 2 or 3 years, yeah.
Did I pay or did you?
I picked up that one.
You picked up that one?
Yeah, that was one of those free pancake days. You didn't know it. I said, give me the bill there. I'll take care of it.
Free.
Okay.
As you know, this year's a leap year, so on February 29th, Subway is giving away free cookies to everybody for a leap year. So just go there next Wednesday. And if none of these restaurants appeal to you, just reminding you that Restaurant.com has their $25 gift certificates for as low as $2. The coupon code is MEMORIES, and we have all the information for
Give me a break.
All right. It would sound Chinese. Pakawan.
Obi-Wan. Like Obi-Wan.
Okay. Quit while you're ahead. Will you please get out of here?
Thanks,
John. There's Vic, who's on the road in Arizona. All right, so Vic, what's the name of the tennis star? I got to get these people calmed down a little bit here. The tennis star who only lasted one season on The Biggest Loser. Who was that?
Miss Anna Kournikova.
Ooh.
Hotty totty.
How did I miss that?
But she wasn't, like, built. She didn't
sell
herself
well. What are you talking
about?
She is screaming hot.
Yeah, but she's not.
She didn't do a very good job as a trainer, though. She just got overwhelmed, I think, because, you know, you're surrounded by all these, like, bullying personalities, and I think they were forcing her to be a bully, and that's not how she was.
Yeah, she's not.
No. All right, so you win the prize, Vic. I think we're out of cookies, so we'll see if we can get you some, we'll get you a certificate from Taco Wands. How's that, Richie? See if you can arrange that, will you, please?
Good deal.
For Vic, thank you for the call, and everybody else involved. Anna Kournikova is the right answer. Jennifer has the answer to questions you haven't thought of yet regarding, for example, Jennifer Aniston is in the news because she was a friend. What's the story? We'll find out. Plus, Oscar info on TV coming right up on Good Day.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the
cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Jennifer Horn is here with the update on what we can expect at the Oscars on television, plus Jennifer Aniston and friends in the focus. What's the scoop?
She's been all over the place doing the circuit for her new movie, Wonderlust, and everybody always asks her, is there going to be a Friends movie? Is there going to be a Friends movie? And she said, no, not at this time. She's not interested. She doesn't think it's a good idea.
No.
My career is much better than everyone else's.
No.
So.
Right. Right.
And also to get back to the Biggest Loser scandal, we've been following this all week, and apparently these contestants were very upset by producers. They found out there might be a twist in the show where producers would bring back contestants that had already been voted off the show for a chance to win the $250,000. And so they created a mutiny and everybody walked off. Well, producers went in, got tough, and said, hey, you're either in this or you're out. We'll find new people. And so two contestants actually quit the show. The rest stayed and decided to continue on in the competition. So they're actually thinking about including the mutiny storyline into the upcoming season
cool.
of The Biggest Loser.
Huh.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Also,
Oscars.
This weekend we've got the big Oscars coming up, the Academy Awards. We know Sacha Baron Cohen will probably not be there, but the big announcement came yesterday that Colin Firth, Natalie Portman, Christian Bale, and Melissa Leo will all be there to hand out awards. They were all the winners from last year's Oscars. And the show this year, Brian Grazer said, he's the producer, that it will have a 1920s thing.
So that means that the actor wins.
The artist.
Or the artist, them two.
Yes. They're going to turn the Kodak Theater into a timeless movie theater.
Really?
So it'll be interesting. I was laughing because the coverage here in Los Angeles for red carpet starts at 1:30 in the afternoon. The awards don't start until 5.
Yeah.
And then finally,
and we won't
Bill
be able
Maher,
to see it here until 8.
Exactly. Well, no, we can watch it at 5.
Oh, we can?
Yes, it's live here.
Oh, really?
And Bill Maher is giving $1 million to President Obama, by the way.
Congratulations. Good for him. 51 after.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Somewhere?
Yeah.
You'd like to go somewhere. Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com with the deal. Southwest increased their ticket prices across the board this week by $10. We'll find out whether the other airlines followed suit in a matter of moments and how you may be able to get around all of that as we talk to a travel professional. Oh, wait a minute. No, we've got Tom Parsons is here. We'll get to him in a moment on Good Day.
The dietary guidelines recommend choosing products with whole grain listed as the first ingredient. However, it can be confusing to find products with whole grain in the grocery store, and even harder to know how much you're getting in those foods. Dr. Travis Stork, an ER physician and host of The Doctors, has partnered with General Mills to offer tips for getting more whole grain into your diet.
One easy place to substitute in whole grains is in the cereal, the bread, or the pasta aisle. But shoppers do need to read the ingredient list on the side of the box if they want to get the real scoop. You want to make sure the word whole is listed first in the ingredient list, and it should be followed by a grain like wheat. And companies are making it easier and easier. As an example, the cereals with the white check now highlight the grams of whole grain per serving on the side of the box, because in the end, you should know the ingredients of the products you buy.
For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com. That's WholeGrainNation.com.
What do we want?
We can!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
All right, let's get to Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of BestFares.com, about the Southwest increase in prices this week and where Southwest really is in the pile. They have a lot of new planes. They're going to a lot of new destinations. They took over AirTran, but their prices are no longer their best by a long shot, Tom.
I know. Well, let's go back to what Southwest has done. I really believe, if you look what Southwest did, 1999, that's a long time ago, they did something. It was a miracle on 34th Street. They were buying fuel, jet fuel, yeah, not $3 or $4 a gallon now, at 35 cents. Did you know that?
Yeah, they had they hedged early on. What do they call that?
Fuel hedging. Okay, and then they came in and bought a whole bunch of fuel hedging that lasted them all about 2008.
Yeah.
Now, their fuel hedging was sometimes 50% less what everybody else was. I really, truly believe with Southwest Airlines, which, again, they take their cost of fuel, labor, and everything, because they have been the price setter. They're still the price setter. And at the end of the day, they say, this is what we have to charge for an airplane ticket. If we go back to 2009, we used to see still those $198 coast-to-coast airfares, yeah, from Southwest, and you don't see them today.
Matter of fact, you do see them with Virgin.
Out of Chicago and Dallas, yeah.
I bought, the competition has to have been Virgin. I bought a round trip to New York next week for $218 on American. So it has to be as a result of Virgin, right?
Right, Virgin. Yeah. But Southwest today, though, they've made mistakes on their fuel hedging, and at the same time, they're paying a lot more like all the other airlines. I really believe Southwest Airlines was the one that forced all these airlines from Continental, United, Delta, all those guys to go into bankruptcy. Because, again, with Southwest and AirTran, they are the biggest gorilla in the USA. They carry more U.S. passengers than any U.S. airline. They have to be competitive. But, again, Southwest has meanly fuel-efficient airplanes. American, still, if they were going dollar for dollar, had to burn 40% more fuel because half their fleet were those wacky MD-80s.
Right, yeah.
And then, so you want to know what, so now Southwest still prices their product, and you can say they're gouging. No, they're still making a couple $100 million in profit every quarter, but that's logical. Mm-hmm. And they have to pay a higher price of fuel. The other airlines now are making money because they're now...
Everybody but America is making money because their management just doesn't understand how to work with the unions. The unions don't want to give, so they have to crumble the airline and start over again.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I don't think Southwest is gouging us with... I mean, but today, I know Albany, Hartford, Providence, to California this week, almost double the money it was just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's going to be higher airfares. As a matter of fact, this week we saw the international airlines raise the fuel surcharges $4.96 to 90% of Europe. $496 before you buy your airplane ticket.
$496?
Yep.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Tom Parsons from BestFares.com on Good Day. Introduce